You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says. Yeah, that's what's up. Just sit back, relax. I got that show for you. Yeah, boy. Now here we go.
So I was recently on a website, and it was asking what my gender was. And I mean, of course, I'm gonna click male. But then it goes as far as asking me if I feel included. And so, like, I'm looking at all their options for, like, genders. And I'm like, man, that's a lot. But then it hit me. Like, a while later, like, it hit me. I was just sitting there and I was thinking. I'm like, because, like, let's say, like, the lizard thing is true, right? Like, let's just say that the lizard people do exist, right? Like, do they feel included? You feel me? Do they feel included in all this? I mean, is that why we're having this discussion about genders and race? And, I mean, you know, like, the topic of race, like, never leaves the lips of niggas and non-niggas and just... people in general. Like, it's just something that people always talk about. They always talking about gender and they always talking about race. But that's on purpose. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's on purpose. It divides, you understand? So, I mean, like, I was thinking, so if, what is it, Andromedas or something, like, you know what I'm saying, like, where you're saying, like, you don't have anything down there, you don't have a female or a male part, it's just a lump or something, right? Like, is that what these lizard people are? Like, do they just have a lump down there? Like, do they feel included? Like,
for real, bro.
And I know I say like and you know a lot, but that's like some serious stuff, you know? Oh man. Like, whenever I say like, it's like I'm trying to think of what it's like. You know what I'm saying? Whenever I say you know, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm saying. And I'm just saying that for all these white people that are just like,
why does he say that all the time?
Like, okay, bro. Just, I don't know. It's pointless for me even addressing that. I just think it's funny. White people are funny. And it's always the blockheads, eh? It's always the blockheads. They can't understand because they got that square head. No, I think my mic is too close. I'm over here bumping the pop filter. But no, I'm on some real stuff right now. I'm just, like, do you feel included? Like, these niggas got the gender bender blues, man. Niggas got the gender bender blues, man. I don't feel included.
Well, sorry.
But as far as I know, there's only two genders. And we not really a different race, you feel me? We all running this same race, you know, to hurry up and die. I mean, live life to the fullest because we about to hurry up and die. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. They say life is short, man, but this is a long life. This seriously the longest thing you're gonna go through on this earth. Hey, speaking of earth, how much does the earth cost? That's what. Yo, I'm not even sorry for laughing at that. How much does the earth cost? And for y'all that don't know what I'm already getting at, like, Joe Rogan, like, I don't usually try to talk about other people's podcasts on here too much, you know what I'm saying? But this one needs to be addressed. Woo! So, sorry, not sorry, Kanye, but we about to tear into your ass. We about to tear into you, bro.
So Kanye was on Joe Rogan,
the Joe Rogan Experience podcast, right? Or video cast, whatever you call the cast, right? Because, like, this is a podcast. Like, Joe Rogan does a video cast, you know, and it's kind of the same. And, you know, Mike Tyson, he does a video cast. I mean, it's kind of the same, but it kind of takes away from, like, you know, like the podcast. But I do appreciate the video cast, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I tried to set them up. It's too much, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I had a studio where everything was all set up and everything, then that would be different, you know? I guess I gotta figure that out somehow. You know, I'll work on that, I guess. So I guess that's another goal to work towards. But anyways, so yeah, I appreciate the video cast, but I especially appreciate him having video for this cast. Like, oh man. So I seen it on TikTok. It was just, you know, like a 1 minute clip, you know, just for a little quick second. And Kanye straight up asked on the Joe Rogan podcast, "Hey, yo, how much does the Earth cost? Earth. Yo, how much does the Earth cost? Cause I'm gonna..." Yo, this nigga is serious. For his sake, I hope he wasn't serious. But he's like, it's this look on his face, bro. how much does the Earth cost? And his face is like, solid, right? Solid. Like, I'm really trying to find out. How much does the Earth cost? Cause I wanna make... I wanna take all the smartest people on the Earth. Yes, he said it. And I want to get them to focus on mechanical bees. And sometime around there, Joe Rogan's like, "What?" You know what I'm saying? Like, huh? Nigga said, "What?" Yo, this nigga carries on. He's not done. He ain't done yet. He says he wants to attack people with bees, mechanical bees. Yes, mechanical bees. Who post negative comments. Yo, you got a negative comment? Yo, killer bees, get them. Like, get the fuck out of here, bro. Yo, after I exterminate your mechanical bees, I'm coming after your stupid ass. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna find out who sent them bees, you know, you went and advertised that, you know, you're gonna have mechanical bees. I mean, I think I'm gonna know who to look for. And you know what I'm saying? This ain't like a trafficking incident where it's hard to decipher who took who. You feel me? And who did what? You know what I'm saying? Cause wow, just wow. Wow. You know what I'm saying? After some time goes by, like, you know, trafficking incidents become harder and harder to track because they cover up their tracks. But something like that, nigga, something like that, you got some mechanical bees, nigga? Like, I'm finna look up the patent, like, who, you know, whose ass I'm finna kick? You know, you got a negative comment, bees, get him. Which brings me to another point. Like, if you kick somebody out of your group, which I've done before, right? I kicked somebody out of my group because I didn't like them talking about the adversary. You know what I'm saying? The bad guy in the Bible. Like, okay, here's what happened in my group. Let's start with my group. That's probably the better part. So I'm all like, you know, the right way to address the Messiah is Yahusha. That's his name. And Elohim is our creator. And Yahusha is also called Yahweh, right? Something like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was just breaking it down, you know. Well, this person is like, "Oh yeah, and the real name of the devil is Azazel." I'm like, "And?" You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not the focus of this post. You wanna back that up for a second? And like, the more I thought about it, I was just like, delete the comments. You know what I'm saying? Cause like, I said something back, right? And I was just like, you know what? I don't even, like, that's not the purpose of this post. You know what I'm saying? The purpose of this post is to address the good guys, not the bad guys. You know what I'm saying? Because when they posted that, like, I'm gonna be honest, like, I felt violated. Like, I felt like that person violated my post. And I mean, that's really all that was about that, you know? And so I was just like, the more I thought about it, the more I was just like, yeah, I don't even want this person in my group. You know, why is this person in my group? And so, I mean, that's why I did that. You know, valid reason, right? But whenever I get deleted from groups, I always ask myself, what was that person thinking? Why did they feel it was necessary? That's what I'm trying to say. Why they felt it was necessary to kick me out of their group? Well, it always, to me, it's always jealousy, right? Because, like, whenever I say something, it's on point. And people don't like that. They don't like somebody coming in and being on point. You know what I'm saying? Like, the one group that I want to talk about, I don't want to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Because it's one of those groups, like, I'm kind of ashamed to even know this guy. Like, after seeing what the group was about. Like, when I first was approached by this guy, somehow I got on his mailing list or something. I signed up for somewhere, somehow or something, right? Like, dating advice. Like, who wouldn't want dating advice, right? I mean, a married person, yeah, okay. But also, that married person could brush up on their dating advice, you know, to woo their woman, not their fries on the side, you know what I'm saying? It's because to me it ain't like that, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you're married? All right, then, you know, and it's gonna have a different system set up, right? Well, this dude talking about he got a funnel system for getting girls to go out on dates with him. And it's not just that he grabs one woman, it's like he is just womanizing. Like, it's nasty, bro. Like, this dude is just straight nasty with it. Like I said on my last podcast, like, I've been with over 400 women, and that wasn't on purpose. You know, I'm not using that to brag. I'm using that to say, like, yeah, I mean, like, I've been through 400 instances where, you know, I've been with women, you know, tried to carry on something with a woman 400 times. So that's 100 women per decade of my life. Like, that's crazy, right? To go through that many women to just try to find happiness? Like, that's crazy. And that's not even counting all my relationships that didn't even end up in sex at all. You feel me? Because that's a lot of women in the first place, right? That's a lot of women. And, you know, I'm not proud of it. Like I said, I'm not using it to brag. Like, I wish I could just be with one woman. That'd just be the end of that. You know, but other people got different plans. You know, not everybody is happy for you. Not everybody wants to see you two make it to the end of y'all's lives happy together. Some people are just set to destroy happiness. That's just their whole goal. That's their mindset. They get off on it. Just like this dude gets off on playing women. Like, that is a true definition of a fuckboy. Now I know why women are going around and saying, oh, I bet you're a fuckboy, huh? Because, like, when I first got called that, I was perplexed. What the fuck is a fuckboy? I mean, you know, within a couple seconds, it made sense, right? But, you know, whenever I first heard that term, I was kind of like, huh? You know? Like, imagine my face just like I hit a brick wall, like, huh? You know? Like, what? The fuck is a fuckboy? No, I'm not no fuckboy. What is that? You know, oh, you know, a player. And I kept wondering, why do women keep saying, why are they so concerned about this? It's because they met this dude. or people like him that have gone through his courses. Just scumbags, dude. Scumbag, you know? Scumbag. Like, whenever I say like sleazy ain't even the word for this dude. Just like greasy hair, you know what I'm saying? Hasn't taken a shower, you know? Like, just, this dude is nasty, bro. This dude, like, he needs God in his life. Like, straight up, he needs Elohim. You know, and he's teaching this to other guys, like desperate dudes, you know? And like, I'm gonna, like I said, there's nothing this dude could teach me. There ain't nothing this dude could teach me, nothing. What, how to be a douchebag? No thanks. Like I said, I've been there, I've done that. I've been to 400 women. There ain't nothing this dude could tell me. Nothing. But I want to see what he's got to say. You feel me? And that's like, you know, that's why I do a lot of things I do. Because I want to see what this person is going to say. Or what they're about. Or what they're going to do. Oh yeah, what's that? You know what I'm saying? Oh, you XYZ? Oh yeah, what's that? Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Oh, you're manipulating women. Oh, okay. Oh, you're womanizing women. Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, okay. And it's just this whole douchebag shtick that they got going on. It's, I really want to break it down for you, but I can't at this point. The only thing I can really tell you is just like sleazy scumbag, douchebag fuckboys. It's just a whole group of them. And they all helping each other become a bigger fuckboy than the other. They all trying to out fuckboy each other. Like, that's sad, bro. Like, I get it. You go to the bar and you pick up on a woman and then you try it out with that woman. But whenever you infiltrate her social life and you start doing that to all her and her friends, and you expect people to be just be, oh, that's just the way that person is. What? If that's the way that person is, man, like, I'm gonna be serious with you, man. Like, I think if somebody like that should not be out on the streets. Like, that is a sick-minded individual. Straight up, man. That's sick, bro. You got a sickness. And then to turn around and try profiting off of this, you got a sickness, bro. And they're calling their newest program that they're about to unveil and all this crap, passive. You're gonna have to excuse the vulgarity, but this is what they call it, not what I call it. They're calling it passive pussy. I'm not even kidding. They're saying, oh, we get so much pussy, it's passive pussy. We don't have to do nothing. Yo, that's sick, bro. That's gross. Like I could understand, like, if you had a wife, you know, and you was helping somebody get to that point. But they not even trying to get there, y'all. You know? Let me tell you something. I've caught an STD before. It ain't fun, bro. It ain't fun. And that's all they setting you up for, is to catch an STD, man. I am telling you, bro. I ain't even kidding. I am telling you. You don't want to go down that road, bro. Because it's a shot in the ass and horse pills for weeks. Man, you don't want that, bro. Trust me, man. And you be lucky if that shot in the ass and the pills is all you got to do. They want your blood, and they want to check your blood for the virus, and they, you know what I'm saying? They want to do all this just to see, you know, you got. They want to stick a swab down there, they want you to pee in a cup, whatever, right? Trust me, bro. Trust me. You don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be that guy. And the condom ain't always preventing that. I'm telling you, bro. These girls, they be poking holes in condoms trying to get pregnant, man. Trust me, man. You got to trust me on this. You don't want to be that guy. It's a sad life, man. Trust me. Trust me. It's a sad life. For someone who's been with 400 women, it's a sad life. You don't want that. You know, if you remember, if you listened to my last podcast, like, you know, like, my whole advice thing was, it was posted in that group originally, right? But I'm glad I published it everywhere else, because it would have just been gone. You know, I hate doing that. I'll be posting all types of information in a Facebook comment or Facebook group or whatever, right? And then it gets deleted. I'm like, dude, that was the only copy of my work, bro. Give it back. Like, wow, you just don't care, do you? Not even gonna send me a copy of it. Nothing. Wow. You know, and it'd be a whole ass article, you know what I'm saying? I'm tired of that, bro. I'm really tired of the Facebook scene, man. I can't stand it, dude. I can't, man. You know, it ain't nothing but evil. Evil and sadness, like I was told, you know. Because there are studies that Facebook is and social media causes sadness, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm not speaking for TikTok. TikTok, you know, you can learn things off TikTok. I ain't never really been depressed using TikTok. I'm just going to put that out there. You know, there are some social media apps that, you know, they do serve a good purpose, you know. But yeah, like Facebook and Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram. Yeah, they're really not all that good for you. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know why I'm on them, but if I'm not on them, I don't get to reach certain people for certain things that I'm trying to post. You feel me? So, like, I kind of have to be on them. But I use my Facebook, of course, to, you know, post about my podcast and stuff. But I've just only turned it into basically, you know, missing people alerts. And they're indigenous peoples. So, I mean, I'm using it for a good purpose, right? Instagram, I only use it... I'm not even going to get into that. Because it's a private thing that I'm doing on Instagram whenever I actually do use Instagram. But, you know, on Twitter, like, it's only for my podcast. You know what I'm saying? I ain't commenting on nothing like that. But, you know, like I said, I need people to know, you know, where all my stuff is at. And I do be using LinkedIn. LinkedIn is good for business contacts and things like that. So, I mean, you know, that, like I said, some of these social medias, you know, they do have their positive perks and don't cause sadness, so to speak, you know. But some of them really do. Because I don't want you to think all social media causes depression and this and that. Because that's not true. Not all of them do. But, yeah, you know, that's just the way they're programmed, though. You know what I'm saying? That's the way those are programmed, and it's crazy. But we're going to move on. But yeah, just women. I don't know what these men are using these tricks. I'm still not done with this guy. You know, he uses, quote-unquote, psychology to get in on over, like, to get over on women. He's, you know what I'm saying? He's trying to teach psychology and posture and this and that. So, I mean, women, guard yourselves from mind games. And I know you're like, oh, you know, I'm the queen of mind games. Yeah, okay. But what this dude is doing, he's getting you to drop your defenses. He's working into your social circle. And then now he's a staple in your community. You don't want that. You got to trust me when I say you don't want that dude in your community. Because he is taking full advantage. And I'm just going to end it on that. It's a scumbag move. And women, you deserve much better. So y'all sync up y'all cycles and let each other know that men are trying to use psychology to just get in your panties. And get in your friend's panties. And get in your friend's panties. And then just so on and so forth. Until they just have a waterfall of women and it's quote unquote passive pussy. But all this brings me to another subject here. You know, I just want to address the fact that it seems like certain people in politics are trying to kill off our elders. And once those elders, especially veterans, once they die, their secrets die with them. You understand? And there goes a whole lost generation of education. And I just want that to be known, because once that elder is gone, they're gone, bro. Yeah, they may visit you in a dream or something, but once they're gone, you can't learn things from them. Like, let's just take this for example. I know you guys are already following pretty much, but like, my grandparents on my dad's side, they speak Cajun French. And I could ask them anything. Like, how do you say this? How do you say that? You know, and they would tell me. And yeah, I did learn some stuff. But now they're gone. And I can't ask them no more. I can't learn Cajun French no more. Mais fi putain. Well, son of a bitch, I said. And so, I just want you guys, I know that they can be annoying. And you know, I know that you get tired of dealing with them. You know, you get tired of taking care of them and all that, right? But I just kind of wish we would respect our elders a little bit more. Because, like I said, their knowledge is precious. And like I said, when they're gone, they're gone. There goes that knowledge with them. And you're lucky if you got to hold on to what you got to hold on to. So, I mean, just, it's a really precarious situation. Because, you know, like I said, you know, you send these elderly people to hospice, you know, or you send them to the nursing home, and that's pretty much the end of their lives. You don't never go visit them. That's pretty much it. They're gone after that. And once they're gone, you're not learning no more for them. You're not learning about your heritage. You're not learning about your family. You're not learning where you come from. And that can lead to a lot of lost individuals. And that's never good. I mean, like, I used to be a lost individual. I used to just be so lost, aimless, had no idea where I was coming from, where I was going. I thought I knew what I wanted, but, you know, I was just lost. And there was really no finding me. And how I got over that is learning where I come from, understanding, you know, what my background is, you know, understanding my family tree, you know, and that really taught me a lot about myself, really, you know. Like, I found out my grandpa, my dad's side, my real grandpa, because it's just this whole situation, he was a sheriff. Well, that's interesting, right? So, like I said, it taught me a lot about myself, and I was like, okay, now I see why I am the way I am. Now I see why I don't put up with nobody's bullcrap. Now this all makes sense. And, you know, it's like I said, it's really important to get to know that about yourself. And getting to know that about yourself means getting to know your family even more. And whenever those people pass away, that's it. That's it. No more goodbyes. No more hellos. No more nothing. No more, hey, how you doing? And I know a lot of people, they lost their parents. And so, I mean, that's tough, man. Like, I supposedly lost my dad, but, you know, I'm struggling to believe that he's even dead. And that's my personal journey, you know. But, you know, if I lost my parents, I didn't have my parents here, man, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how my life would look like. Maybe it would look better, maybe it would look worse. But that would be the end of that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay, maybe the annoying phone calls will stop, but I mean, that would be the end of that. Losing someone you love is tough. It's a really hard thing to go through. I mean, I've been through it plenty of times. And I guess more times than I even care to think about. But, you know, what I'm really trying to drive home is, like, you know, the secrets of the elders are important. Those are your elders. You should respect your elders. Don't take no crap from your elders, but, you know, you should respect them. And, you know, honor them or whatever, you know, but at the same time, you know, that doesn't mean be their doormat. You know, and that's what's up with that. Because, you know, there's child abuse almost everywhere you look these days, especially with the all this bullcrap they're calling COVID and stuff. You know, the scamdemic. You know, a lot of people are still locked away inside their doors, like scared to leave their house. Like, still, it's been over a year. It's been like a year and a half. People are still scared to leave their homes. You know, people who walk around wearing a mask, like, they look at you like they are scared of you. I mean, I seen a person in a mask touching a screen that, you know, one of those touch screens, and they were using their knuckle because they were really that scared to pick something up off of that screen. Like you're not outsmarting nobody. It's still getting on your hand. Whatever it is, it's still going to get on your hand. Those germs are still going to spread. You're not running right to the bathroom and washing your hands. You know what I'm saying? I didn't see no sanitizer being used. Like, I'm just baffled, man. People are scared to just live anymore. They're scared to go outside their front door and just live. Go outside, ride a bike, take a walk, do something, go for a run, go to the mall, walk around the mall, window shop, do something. You feel me? Get out there and find you something in life that you want. Go create your reality. Go manifest your destiny. Do something. Because whatever you're doing right now, this ain't it, boo-boo. This ain't it. Make something of yourself. Be somebody. Be somebody, man. I know you got goals. I know you got goals. Everybody I talk to got a list of goals they trying to accomplish. So I know you got goals. Get out there and get them done. Get them. You know, this is your time. Do you, boo-boo. But make sure that you're not offending Elohim with this. You know what I'm saying? Elohim wants you to go out there. Elohim wants you to do good for yourself. Wants you to get these things done. Otherwise, you're going to go and you're going to meet Elohim. Elohim's going to ask you one question. Why didn't you live your life? Like, how are you going to answer that? Why didn't you live your life? What, you're going to come up with excuses? You're going to come up with reasons why you didn't go out there and live your life to the fullest? Go and do something with your life? Go and put in that work? I mean, I ain't got no excuses. I'm doing what I do. I ain't scared to go outside. I ain't scared to go for a walk. I ain't scared to go to the store. I'm not having it, man. I am not having that. I'm not going to be told to stay inside. This is a free world. This is a free world. It's ridiculous, man. The nerve of some people is ridiculous. The nerve of manipulative people is ridiculous. Like, just leave people alone, bro. You know, you have to be a serious loser with absolutely no life to dick around with somebody else's life. Biggest loser ever, man. Like, get a life. Like, ain't you got something better that you could do with your time? Ain't you got something better you could do with yourself? Ain't you got a kid to raise or something? Ain't you got women to chase or men to chase? Whatever it is, ain't you got a workout plan or a diet that you need to get on track with? Ain't you got a book you could pick up and read? Ain't you got something you need to search for on the internet? Ain't there something you're trying to buy? Well, go and do all that. And leave other people out of it. Leave manipulating other people out of it. Leave picking on other people out of it. I get it. If you want to crack a joke, that's fine, right? But leave other people out of it. You know what I'm saying? Leave other people out of your business. If y'all ain't got business together, then you're just a nuisance. Leave other people alone, man. Ain't nobody did nothing to you for you to sit there and titty baby. Just be a little baby about it. Ain't nobody trying to hear all that. Nobody cares, bro. Seriously, nobody cares. I checked. Nobody cares. I double checked. Nobody. I triple, quadruple. I checked so many ways. Nobody cares, bro. Nobody cares. People may humor you, but in the end, nobody cares. So, I mean, let's rediscuss what we were talking about. Let's summarize the topics, I guess. We're talking about douchebag men taking advantage of women. That's never okay. I can't stand when a guy takes advantage of a woman. And then again, I can't stand when a woman tries to take advantage of me or another guy. Yeah, I'll play your game right back. Like, I don't care. I don't care. Just like I said in that group, that's why women stop messing with me, because they realize they can't mess with me. Because I'll mess with them with the way they messing with me, and they don't like it. They don't, you know what? And nobody likes that. Nobody likes to have their own game played right back in their face. They can't stand it. You know, and that's as far as my psychology and the relationship goes. Oh, you're gonna play with me? Oh yeah, we about to play with you. You know? I'm not just gonna sit here and tell you how to womanize. I'm gonna tell you how to defend yourself. I'm gonna tell you what you need to do if you're looking for a relationship. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't mean that by, like, I'm going to teach people how to womanize. No, I'm going to teach a person how to swoon their woman, not a bunch of women. I'm going to teach them how to weed out all the ones who are not right for them until they get to the one. You know, I'm not going to get all up in your DMs. That's your business. Those are your plays. Never let somebody else tell you how to talk to somebody. If you really can't handle a conversation and figure someone out, then maybe you need to take some time reflecting on yourself. If you want to learn tricks of the trade, what happens when those tricks run out? Answer me that. Riddle me that, Batman. What are you going to do? How's that saying go? After 5 minutes, you better know something. You know, when that 5 minutes is up, you better know something. Because after you get your little 5 minutes of fame, you're going to start getting harder and harder questions that you can't answer. So you better know something. Because after you're through your bag of tricks and she sees right through them, you're done, bro. You are done. She's over you. You're boring to her. Then what? You gonna run back to the psychologist? Who's gonna tell you how to get over? Oh, okay, you did it all wrong. No, you did it all wrong in the first place. Y'all are all doing it all wrong. That was it, the way you're doing it right there. That just makes you a sleaze bag. Makes you some kind of scumbag that ain't nobody got no time for. Nobody got no time for all that. After your bag of tricks is empty, you're done. She's done with you. That's it. Ghosted. Ghost with the most has left the building. Over and out. No more. Sayonara. Arrivederci. Au revoir. Adios. See ya. Gone. And then what? See, that's why I would rather be single. Because believe me, I've been through all that. Right? You know, I've seen all the things that women do. You know, all these tricks that women play. All the things that guys are supposed to do to get around these tricks. I'm just over it, man. I'm generally over it. Like, I would rather be with somebody who doesn't want to play those games. And if I can't find that, then I would rather be by my damn self. I ain't trying to play with no pussy. You're gonna have to excuse my vulgarity because I'm addressing them directly with this. But you know, I don't want to play with no pussy. I don't want no passive pussy. You know, I'm out for the real thing. I'm out for it. Let me just put it this way, because I'm speaking in their terms. Consistent pussy from somebody I care about and love, and will be there when her or I are on each other's deathbeds. One of us is gonna be there for the other. Whoever lands there first. And we're gonna nourish each other. Because we both believe in Elohim, the one true Lord, who truly does exist, our creator. And we serve him and him only. Makes sense? See, that's what I'm after. I'm after a real deal relationship. I'm not out there fucking other chicks. I'm not out there doing this or that. Yeah, I've done that, man. I'm over it, dude. I'm over it. I'm not even lonely. You know what I'm saying? I don't even care, bro. I don't care. Like, you know, sometimes I'll get on a dating app and I just delete it like 15 minutes later, tops. I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you. I got no business being on. I got no use for them. There's no use in all these dating apps. There's just not. You know why? Because those people are not looking for what I'm looking for. They're not serious about it. They say they are. But that's just a profile. Anybody can put anything on a profile. Oh yeah, I want something real. And then you go out with her and she's dating like three dudes. Oh yeah, you want something real, huh? Or do you want something real bad? You know, because once you give it to that person, they're done with you. They're done. They got what they wanted. Just straight done. Are you guys following what I'm paving for you? You following this path, man? Because look, I'm gonna tell you straight up. The good Lord Elohim, he does not want you out there flirting with dozens of women and taking advantage of all these women. And if you're in that step of your life, you know, and you're in that point of your life where you think that's a good idea, I got news for you, Buster Brown. It's not. That is not even remotely a good idea. It leads to nothing but trouble with women, nothing but trouble, nothing but problems in your life. You have just got to trust me on this if you're not there yet and you don't understand. I'm telling you, it ain't nothing but trouble waiting for you. But these people in these groups, they, you know what I'm saying? Talking men into just all this. You know, like, there's one guy in the group, like, the dating scene has changed on him because he's been married for so long, and now he's single, and he tried to just jump in a girl's pants right away, you know what I mean? Right after meeting her or whatever. And, yeah, I mean, I've been there. Like I said, 400 mistakes. 400 mistakes later, here I am, okay? We're gonna put it that way. 400 mistakes later, here I am, still searching for the one. You know, sometimes I'll think back and I'm like, man, I wish I would have worked it out with that one. Or, you know, I wish it could have been different with that one. But then I remember how they were manipulating me and I was like, yeah, no, I'm glad I dodged a bullet on this one. Yeah, I'm glad I dodged a bullet on that one. But, you know, I'm telling you, man, there ain't nothing but trouble. 400 mistakes later, and I'm here to tell you that there ain't nothing but trouble coming from somebody you putting your all into just to get into bed with, just to dump 5 seconds later after you're done. You're just done with the person, right? Wrong. You're not done with that person. You can try to be done with that person, but you better skip state, change your name, and you know what I'm saying? Because that person probably ain't done with you. There ain't nothing but trouble waiting at the end of that rainbow. Better be careful what rainbows you following, so to speak. Don't go chasing water, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I went there, I did that. You know, stick to the rivers and lakes that you're used to. I know you're gonna have a no way. I'm just kidding. But for real though, I know you're gonna have your way or nothing at all. But I just think you're moving too fast. Those words, man, they ring true. They ring so true. I mean, that song really, like, I got goosebumps. That song really changed a lot for me. It changed my ways of thinking a lot, you know? And I didn't get it until I got older and I started understanding what all that meant. Like, yeah, I watched the music video, but I was a kid back then. And yeah, like, the music video kind of made sense. But I had to ask somebody, like, what does this mean? Like, why, you know? And even then, it didn't make sense. But now that I'm older and I'm thinking back on all that TLC video, Waterfalls, you know, it's crazy. You know, she didn't even tell him she got HIV and she was just getting with him. And now he got HIV and good Lord knows if he's a womanizer and is spreading it everywhere. You see what I'm saying? Man, y'all guys better look out who you're taking dating advice from. Cause I mean, you know, if I'm saying, you know, she ghosted you and then she comes crawling back to you with an apology, and then that's when you ghost her back, and that's why women don't play games with me no more, because they realize that I will play them right back, all up in their face. And that got me removed from the group. Wow, okay. Alrighty then. Alright. Sucks to be you if you're that insecure. Like, that's seriously how insecure these douchebags are. And I'm just like, the whole time I'm like, I got kicked out of the group. Another group. Wow. You know, first there's that initial shock, like, wow, did I really get kicked out of the group? And then you go and check and check and check, and you're trying to see. And then you're like, wow, what? Did that really happen? It's pretty funny, man. To me, all I could do is laugh. Like, these niggas these days are straight comedy in a game. They don't even understand how the game has changed, right? They just think, they think that they're out there and they're doing good, and eventually it's going to catch up. Eventually, all that is going to catch up to you. You're going to teach the wrong person to do the wrong thing, and it's all going to come back on you. Or you're going to think you got it made and you're doing it smooth, and eventually you're going to get that hitch, and everything is going to hinge on that. And you'll be asking yourself, damn, why did I do this? Just think about it, man. Before you go out and you start womenizing dozens of women, remember, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Remember that, fellas. Remember that. Because this guy is setting you up for failure and you don't even know it. And I feel sorry for you if you pay him to teach you all this. Because one, the fact that you can't handle women on your own. So you're telling me, you, as a man, can't man up and manifest for yourself what you want? Why would you trust in flesh? God, Elohim, will punish you for that. You turning to a man to answer all your prayers whenever he's just right there. Believe me, I've been punished for this. In the Bible, it states several times about people who were punished for this. There's a guy, I don't remember his name, and I don't remember exactly which book, but he was imprisoned, and instead of asking God for help getting him out of prison, he trusted in a man who said he was going to help him for him helping him. So he goes to the Pharaoh, the guy finally gets out, not the guy who trusted in a man who should have went to God, but the other guy who said he would, yeah, I'll help you out, gets out, meets with the Pharaoh, does not put a good word in for this guy to let him out. And he was in there for, like, I think it was two more years. He was in there for two more whole years because he didn't trust in God. Just because he didn't ask God, he asked a man for help. He trusted in a man to do a God's job, to do the God, our God, Elohim, the supreme being, the all creator, the light being up there, or whatever manifestation that he chooses to take on. So folks, do not trust in men or women to do the job. Yeah, okay, I say trust in yourself, but only as far as you look at it from your inner view, right? And you're saying, you know what, I trust myself enough to hold myself accountable, to fall back on God, fall back on prayer, and just be there for myself whenever I'm going through these things, because I know that I can be confident in the fact that Elohim, our creator, has got my back, has got me, is there for me, and I there for him, to be his vessel, to do his good work. I mean, if you really think about it, man, if you really, really think about it, I mean, that could be a dangerous thing. It really can. I mean, you could put yourself into a world of trouble just because you don't face Elohim with your problems. Trust me, man. Trust me. Coming from somebody who's done this and has been set back because I don't believe in all that, or I don't remember to do all that, and I don't hold myself accountable and all that. Trust me, man. Trust me, that's not the path for you. The path for you is righteousness. The path for you belongs to Elohim, our creator.
If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, then you're in luck. There's plenty more for you here. All you gotta do is visit sheriffsays.com and then scroll, 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 scroll.
Ooh, I like that one.
And then click play.